Attorney General candidate Charles Stormont, who left his legal career 6 years ago and now manages his family's 6,000-acre farm, said his goal is to get the attorney general's office back on track. He pointed to his opponent's last 9 months in office, saying the structure in the office remains the same.
Like many of you, nearly a year after John Swallow resigned, I'm incredibly disappointed that we continue to operate with the same structure in the attorney general's office. It's time to clean the office up with real reform.
Attorney General Sean Reyes, in his opening remarks, said it has been his top priority to restore integrity to the office since he was appointed last December and called out his accomplishments.
I've worked hard to bring back integrity, credibility, and a commitment to excellence. Every day, I run into people across the state who thank me and my team, whether they agree with me on all issues or not. They thank us for returning honor to the office. And that's why the governor and lieutenant governor and legislators from both sides of the aisle and local leaders from around the state have given me their support.
The pair answered questions posed by a panel of journalists and questions compiled from the public on topics related to polygamy, campaign reform, child pornography, identity theft, and corruption. When asked how each would specifically restore the top law enforcement office in the state, Stormont began by saying it's about structure within the office.
Right now in the AG's office, we have a serious problem. We count on the integrity of one person, and we've seen with prior administrations what that system can bring us. We shouldn't have to wait for the next corrupt AG to show up and take advantage of that system. I want to create a more collaborative environment so that on every case we have at least two attorneys, so that on every case if somebody tries to come in and exploit or take advantage of an attorney, there are two voices to speak up or more.
Reyes said he had been pushing the office in the right direction for the last 9 months.
We have an internal ethics committee that I helped restructure. We have a civil service review commission. It's an external ethics committee that looks at wrongdoing at the city, county, municipal level. If those things elevate up, I've created a public corruption unit to look at wrongdoing. Now, internally in our office, I don't think whistleblowers have ever been more protected because I understand the importance of whistleblowing.
Each candidate's campaign donations were detailed. In number, Reyes had 86 donations compared to Stormont's 466. But Reyes' donations amounted to $284,000, while Stormont's just $81,000. Reyes was asked why voters shouldn't believe that he owes a very few people a whole lot.
I've taken very important measures to insulate the Attorney General's office from the influence of special interests and unscrupulous contributors. The first thing I did was to separate the legal side of the office from the campaign side. So two entirely different staffs, and no more will there be people on the campaign side with contributions influencing who gets prosecuted or who gets a pass on the law side. Now, my team carefully scrutinizes on the campaign side every single donation or potential donation.
Stormont was asked whether his small donation said something about his effectiveness. He responded by saying he was proud of his grassroots support.
The number of contributors shows that people really do believe in the message that we are taking around the state, that we're going to bring real ethics reform, we're going to bring a more collaborative office environment. And I think the number shows that when people can't write a $10,000 or a $20,000 or a $100,000 check, such as the donors to my opponent have done, they're going to dig deep and they're going to give what they can. It's not a question of effectiveness. It's a question of buy-in from the public.
On the topic of defending the state's laws against gay marriage, Reyes said it was his job to uphold the laws of the state. He accused his opponent of choosing which laws that he can overlook.
Until we get that clear and final answer from the Supreme Court, it is my duty to defend the laws that the people of Utah have passed. That is the oath that I took to support, obey, and defend all of the laws. And if my opponent would take off his political glasses for a moment and put on his lawyer lenses or his leader lenses, he would realize how dangerous that precedent is that he's proposing. He's proposing that the AG have a litigation veto, and that will undermine the credibility of the Attorney General's office.
Stormont, by contrast, said it's the Attorney General's duty to give legal advice against ultimately unconstitutional laws. He said wasting time and money defending a political issue will result in ignoring more pressing criminal concerns.
When we pick to throw hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars at a variety of lawsuits on hot-button issues, we need to make it clear that when we pick one law and throw money at it, knowing that we're going to lose, We choose to ignore children who are in abusive situations, and we choose to ignore the lawyers who are trying to help keep convicted criminals in jail. And I think it's important that as a legal advisor, you share all of that information with your clients and with the people of Utah.
That's Charles Stormont facing off in a debate against Attorney General Sean Reyes. You can hear the archived debate in its entirety at kpcw.org. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.